The gene editing technique known as CRISPR has been showing promise for treating a variety of genetic disorders, such as sickle cell disease. Now, doctors appear to be making progress using CRISPR to fight some cancers as well. NPR health correspondent Rob Stein got exclusive access to tell the stories of two of the first patients who seem to have benefited.
Katie Pope-Kopp tried everything after being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma 5 years ago, round after round of chemo, a stem cell transplant, but nothing could beat it.
I went back to get a PET scan, and that's when they found that my non-Hodgkin's had blown back up, which was very disappointing.
Victor Bartolome also suffered through decades of chemotherapy and a stem cell transplant to keep his blood cancer at bay, but eventually his doctors told him he had run out of options.
That was devastating. Imagine having what you think is your last hope pulled out from under you.
But then Kopp, who's 64 and lives in Parkville, Missouri, and Bartolome, who's 74 and lives in Santa Barbara, California, heard about something new. Doctors were using the gene editing technique CRISPR, which lets them make very precise changes in DNA to genetically modify immune system cells to fight cancers like theirs. Kopp jumped at the chance, even though she long relied on homeopathy instead of mainstream medicine.
I'm like, yeah, sign me up. I'll be your guinea pig.
Bartolome, a former NBA basketball player, was game two.
It sounded like something from a science fiction movie. I thought that was pretty cool.
So Kopp and Bartolome volunteered for studies testing CRISPR to advance one of the most exciting developments in cancer treatment in decades, known as CAR-T. CAR-T is called living drugs because it uses living immune system cells from cancer patients that have been genetically engineered to attack their tumors. Dr. Joseph McGurk is an oncologist at the University of Kansas who treated Kopp.
In contrast to drugs, this is living therapy. You're injecting into your patient a drug that is alive, that can persist for weeks to months, and sometimes beyond that to years.
McGurk and others hope CRISPR can make better CAR-T living drugs that are more potent, that work against more kinds of cancers, and that are off the shelf, made in huge batches that can be ready right away for any patient. Now, patients have to wait weeks for CAR-T cells that are tailor-made individually from their own cells.
These patients have aggressive diseases, don't have time on their side. And so some patients will become too sick to receive the therapy or die before the therapy can be generated in a laboratory.
Off-the-shelf CAR-T could also be much less expensive.
I'm totally excited about this. This would be a game changer.
Dr. Carl June is a CAR-T cell pioneer at the University of Pennsylvania who is not involved in the studies that Kopp and Bartolome volunteered for.
It's very exciting because now not everybody is eligible because of their own immune system being damaged, and then other people, because they have rapidly advancing cancer, can't be treated because of the time required to manufacture the CARs. And finally, the huge issue is cost. If we can reduce the cost of this, it'll be much more available.
Here's how it works. Doctors take immune system cells known as T cells from healthy donors and use CRISPR to reprogram them to do three things. Number one, leave the healthy cells in patients' bodies alone. Number two, hide from the recipient's own immune systems. And number three, zero in and destroy whatever cancer patients are fighting. Here's Dr. McGurk again.
The T cell sucks up against the cancer cell, releases molecules that essentially punch holes in the cancer cell, and releases small enzymatic machinery. You can think of them as Pac-Man. They race through those holes, and they go in and they chop up the DNA of the cancer cell, and the cancer cell dies.
On Monday, McGurk presented the latest results of his research, showing that the approach shrank tumors in two-thirds of 32 patients with the same kind of blood cancer Kopp had. 40% experienced a complete remission, including Kopp. The study Bartolome volunteered for, involving 18 patients, has produced similar results for patients with T-cell lymphoma.
This is the most exciting, just extraordinary time of my entire career. And I've always been excited by the work that we've been doing, but this is unprecedented.
Now, not everyone is as enthusiastic. The off-the-shelf CAR T cells don't appear to last as long and may not be as effective as the original versions using patients' own cells. Dr. James Kochendorfer is at the National Cancer Institute.
that's kind of like the main problem we have here. It is faster. It is more convenient logistically, perhaps less expensive. But then you have this fundamental issue of persistence. That's a fundamental problem that you cannot completely overcome that no matter what you do.
McGurk and others acknowledge that more research is needed involving more patients to figure out just how well the approach works and how to make the cells last longer and work better.
When you consider that the overwhelming majority of these patients would have died, that's a big advance. None of us are satisfied with that. We need to do better, better, better.
The shortcomings could be overcome by giving patients more than one infusion, for example. And others think this is just the beginning of using CRISPR to treat a wide variety of cancers. Fyodor Ernov is a gene editing researcher at the University of California, Berkeley.
The prospects are much brighter than anyone could have dreamt of 10 years ago. This field is progressing remarkably fast.
For their part, Kopp and Bartolome are thrilled. Kopp's been in remission for more than 2 years.
You know, I've been a homeopathic all my life, pretty much, and now I joke, you know, I'm genetically modified, you know, but this little vial of cells can change my life? Wow, just truly medical miracle.
Bartolome says he'll never forget the day doctors told him they couldn't find a trace of cancer in his body. That was more than a year ago.
It was a life-changing event, and I was bubbling up inside, that's for sure. That was a great day, and every day since then, I just thank my lucky stars.
Rob Stein, NPR News.